8:46, 14 till 9. Now, Fried Chicken Festival started in 2016, and it has grown exponentially since then. It's a two-day outdoor festival that brings together hundreds of thousands of people from across the nation around a shared love of great food, fried chicken. You can't go wrong with that, right? Music and culture. Last fall, that festival attracted a record-breaking 123,000 attendees from across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, and the entire United States to celebrate and enjoy the iconic Southern dish, earning the Fried Chicken Festival the number 6 spot on the USA Today 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards list of top specialty food festivals. It's back this year, Fried Chicken Festival 2024, with all the things that we love, and we're going to talk more about it right now with Ellie Schmidt, the Director of Event Marketing for the National Fried Chicken Festival. How you doing, Ellie?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I was just talking about how big the event got from 2016, moving up to number 6 on what, USA Today's list of festivals?
Yeah, we were super excited. We were ranked 6 out of 10 on their top 10 best specialty food festivals in the country this year, so really, really proud of that.
So let's start with, when is it and where is it?
Yeah, so it's going to be this weekend out on the lakefront. This will be our third year in that location. And we're really excited. People have really been loving it. I mean, you can't ask for a more, you know, scenic backdrop than the lake. So we'll be out there Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
So the lakefront's a pretty big place. You're talking about where at now?
Yeah, so we're actually at on Lakeshore Drive, right at the intersection of Franklin Avenue. It's right behind the UNO Lakefront Arena.
Okay.
So we'll have free parking at the UNO Lakefront Arena, and then people can just, you know, walk right across to the festival site.
I think that'd be where the Pope said Mass, isn't it? Same place?
Yeah, yes.
For reference purposes?
Yes. When we first activated in that space, it had been so long since there had ever been any kind of large-scale event there, and that was the first thing that people thought of. So, yeah, we're excited to kind of showcase how beautiful that area is and bring people out there.
Maybe that had something to do with the success. Tell me about what people can look forward to.
Yeah, so this year we're going to have over 40 participating restaurants serving all kinds of fried chicken, and not just fried chicken, but we're also going to have pescatarian options, vegan options, vegetarian options, gluten-free options. So, you know, we think everyone loves fried chicken, but there are a few here and there that don't. So, you know, no matter what you like to eat, we'll have something out there for everyone to enjoy. We've got a really great music lineup this year. We've got Bun B, Better Than Ezra, Shamar Allen, Teacher Moses, and then we had a performance with Choppa scheduled, but as y'all know, tragically, he got in a pretty serious accident last weekend, so we have some awesome artists who have kind of stepped up to fill in and do a Friends of Choppa showcase performance. That's going to be DJ Jubilee, Hot Boy Ronald, and a few others on Sunday evening.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back. We're talking to Ellie Schmidt, Director of Event Marketing for the National Fried Chicken Festival. Happens this weekend, the 5th and the 6th. That would be behind UNO Lakefront Arena where, you know, years ago the Pope said Mass. If that helps you as a reference point, we'll talk more about it when we come back. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. 8:54, 6 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about one of the best festivals that happens in the area, the Fried Chicken Festival, with Ellie Schmidt, Director of Event Marketing for the National Fried Chicken Festival. Happens October 5th, this Saturday and Sunday, out at the Lakefront Arena, where the Pope said Mass. Parking is where? At the Lakefront Arena grounds, Ellie?
Yep, we'll have free parking at the Lakefront Arena, and then anyone that wants to get dropped off or picked up via Uber or Lyft can get dropped off at the east entrance, and that's going to be on Lakeshore Drive.
Tell me about the ticketing options.
Yeah, so this year, I mean, we have a pretty affordable festival. We have a general admission ticket that's just $20 that gets you access to the festival. And then this year, we're also excited to kind of introduce some reimagined VIP offerings for those who are 21 and up. Mm-hmm. We have a multi-lounge VIP pass that will get you into both VIP lounges located at each of our music stages. That comes with three free drinks. That comes with an award-winning fried chicken meal from either Gus's or Chicken's Kitchen. Mm-hmm. And then we also have an unlimited beer garden area. That's also another 21-plus option for those people that, you know, love beer. And, you know, if you want to bring the family, just get the regular GA ticket, and we'll have all kinds of stuff out there to do for the kiddos. We have a kids tent with story time with Disney characters, face painting, and all kinds of fun activities. So whether you want a day away from the kids or you want to bring them with you, we'll have something for everyone out there.
You also got some cars, right? Classic cars and bikes?
We do. We're excited to be bringing back our Car Corral showcase this year. So along the lakefront, along Lakeshore Drive, we'll have all kinds of custom cars, bikes from across the Gulf South on display for people to come check out as well.
Tell me about the awards.
Yeah, so this year we're introducing our first ever People's Choice Award. So this will be the first time that the public actually has an opportunity to vote on their favorites. We're excited that two of our vendors, Chicken's Kitchen and Picnic Provisions and Whiskey, they just made it to the final two of NOLA.com's Best Fried Chicken in the City Award. So we're excited to settle that once and for all this weekend to see who really comes out on top. And then we'll have a Best Fried Chicken Sandwich Award, like an overall Best Fried Chicken Award, Best Use of Chicken in a Dish Award, and then we'll be presenting a Culinary Icon Award to a local chef as well.
So, for people that are listening and they're saying, Ellie, because, you know, that's your name. Ellie, how much difference can there be in fried chicken? You would tell them?
A whole lot. We have got fried chicken flavors from all over the world. This year, we're excited to introduce Lufu Nola. That's our first time we've had an Indian vendor. We'll be serving Indian fried chicken. But whether you like it spicy, whether you like it mild, you know, truly you'll be surprised at how many spins we can put on fried chicken when you come out there and start looking at all the menu boards. So,
and this started in Lafayette Park, did it not?
It did in 2016. That was the first one ever. And for those that were there, you might remember, I think we ran out of chicken very, very quickly. We were overwhelmed at the amount of success that first festival had and how many people really do love fried chicken in this city and kind of what it means to everyone and what it means to our food culture. So we expanded pretty rapidly the next year over at Waldenburg Park, and then we kind of outgrew that location as well. So this new venue out at the lakefront really gives us a lot more space. It's more scenic. It's easier to get there, you know, to park your car. So we've had a lot of good feedback from people since we made that switch a couple years ago.
And I don't know what's going to happen with the weather because I don't know if they know. Ellie, they talk about this stuff in the Gulf and they say, it might rain, might not rain, might develop, might not develop.
I know.
So either way, the festival goes on, rain or shine, correct?
We are rain or shine. We're obviously monitoring the weather very closely. And if it is something serious, you know, that's a call we'll make here in the next few days. But as of right now, everything is scheduled to go on as planned. So we're super excited to see everyone down there.
And real quick, what can you bring or not bring? I know you don't have time to run through everything, what's prohibited, but generally speaking.
Yeah, so no outside food or drink. That's a big one. No cash. The festival is fully cashless. You can bring, you know, strollers for your kids. You can bring backpacks. You know, you can bring all the standard festival stuff. No big tents, no large beach umbrellas, anything like that. But really, you know, just use common sense. but all that information and tickets are available on our website at friedchickenfestival.com.
And no pets other than service animals, correct?
No pets other than service animals. Right. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Ellie. Appreciate your time. Ellie Schmidt, Director of the Event Marketing for the National Fried Chicken Festival. All you have to do is go to friedchickenfestival.com. You can find out everything you need to know. We come back, we're going to talk about hurricanes and insurance and more here on WWL.